Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I have seen this work in every area. I'm thinking right now about some husbands and wives. Man, how I've seen this work. When the man would shut up and quit trying to make his wife submit, and the wife quit being scared about the whole deal, and begin, you know, and maybe she had I'm thinking of a certain situation right now. She had a certain thing in mind and she wanted to do it, but she told him, well, you're the head of the house. What do you say? And then he turned around and said, well, what do you want to do? Can you see that? She honored him in saying, well, it's your place, it's your call. But it wasn't something that he'd said he'd really heard from the Lord about direction for the family. So he turns around and honors her and says, well, what do you like? We'll do it your way. Isn't that grace?
Yes.
And gracious?
Yes.
Isn't that the way to live?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Well, we got some think. I can hear some rusty gears that hadn't turned over in a while. People are like, I got to think about this. Yeah, you do got to think about this. You better look at this and get into scriptures with this. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Go to Leviticus 19, and I'll endeavor to close with this. Leviticus 19. Everybody say reference, preference, and deference. Actually, these overlap, you understand. They overlap. But I'm dividing them for definition purposes. How do you defer to the greater place? Well, you know, Phyllis and I know a little bit about this. Just from a practical standpoint, we've had the privilege of serving with Dr. Kenneth Hagin and Miss Aretha Hagin for a number of years. And years after we had our own ministry and had national ministry and international ministry, we were still serving with them. In fact, at one point where our ministry got to be really demanding time-wise, and I thought, well, you know, we got our own ministry. The Lord told me in a time of prayer, he said, I did not release you from serving them. And I said, yes, sir. And so we immediately dropped things. Everybody say, drop things.
Drop things.
Now, see, you know, you get in from a meeting, and you got a desk full of stuff, and you got a bunch of stuff going on, and then somebody else has something going on. They had some things going on. The Lord told us, defer.
Right.
Well, how do you do that? Well, we'd show up then. And if they wanted something, we tried to see that it happened.
Amen.
And if they wanted a certain kind of loaf of bread at 10 o'clock at night, we scoured the place and found that loaf of bread.
Thank you.
Hmm? So I said, yeah, but you got your own ministry and you got all this other stuff going on. That does not matter.
Amen.
Everybody say deferring. And if they wanted to do something, it didn't matter what we had planned.
That's right.
How many know you're supposed to be that way with the Lord?
Amen.
But how are you that way with the Lord practically?
Mm-hmm.
You're that way. You demonstrate that in life by being that way with people. That's how it's demonstrated. That's how it's shown.
Amen.
You know, unless they just asked us, what do you want to do? We tried not to think about that. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I know when I first started helping, I'd go back to the speaker's room. And Dr. Hagin sometimes can be a quiet man. I'm sitting back there, just he and I. And I'm thinking, man, I'm like the cat that got the canary. Look here, I'm sitting back here with the man of God. Now's my opportunity to ask my big questions. And so we sat there for minutes and nothing was said. And I finally asked him this very important question. And he said, And that was it.
Ha ha ha.
And so silence and nothing happened. And we had the service and the next day came around, next day. And finally I thought, well, I'll try that again. So I had this certain thing I was thinking about, and I thought, well, you know, boy, he might know something about that. So I tried to be nice and approach it right, and I asked my big question. And he said, mm-hmm. Well, y'all go ahead and get ready for the service, he says. Wind it up good. That was it. And it took me about another time of that, and I realized that I was doing the wrong thing. I shouldn't be trying to get him to conform to me, to talk about what I want to talk about. That's not showing respect. I should try to see, what does he want to talk about? Are y'all listening now? What does he want to talk? Is there anything on his mind? Or does he just want to be quiet? Deference, let me read the definition of deferring to you. Deference means submission to or courteous yielding to the wishes or judgment of another. Yielding to, submitting to. Courteous respect, another one says. Now let me give you this. This is a very vital and important one. One of the biggest ways you show disrespect to people is by interrupting them when they're talking. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I know some people grew up this way. They grew up with everybody yelling and talking and interrupting each other, and they think that's just normal. That's not okay. And I said, well, I think it is. Well, you're wrong.
Amen.
It's not okay.
That's right.
Let's say I'm talking and you interrupt me. You say, well, I know you're in the middle of something, but let me say this. What did you just get through saying and doing?
Don't matter.
You got through saying, you, by your actions, you're saying, what I'm saying is not important.
Right.
And that what you want to say is so important, you can't wait 30 seconds for me to finish my sentence.
Right.
Hmm?
Right.
And that what I'm thinking and what I'm saying is not important. And that what you're thinking and want to say is all important, and everybody should shut up and stop and let you talk because you are the man with the word. Do you want to say that to people?
No.
Especially to somebody, an elder.
No.
Or somebody of a different place, a greater place. In Leviticus, are you there?
Yeah.
Leviticus 19 and 32. This is one aspect, but it shows a whole realm of things. Leviticus 19:32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary, or that means the gray head, and honor the face of the old man. Now, actually, I think the Hebrew is better there. It talks about aged. To us, old man is not a respectful phrase. Aged man. And fear your God, I am the Lord. What would that have to do with fearing God? It's respect. An elder walks into the room. What's he saying? Get up. Get up out of your seat. Don't sit there. Make them walk over to you. That's not deferring. That's not showing honor. Talking about an elder. You get up. You go to them. You say, here, take my seat.
Amen.
It's a good seat. You know, you read about Samuel, the prophet, and how he told, God told him Saul was his choice for a king, and nobody knew it at the time. And he called him in, and he put a special chair at the table for him, and he picked out a special part of the meat, and he had it special prepared, and he showed preference, and he showed deferment. Why? Not just because of the man, because of God's choice. And in showing that respect to that person, he's honoring God. Everybody say deferring. Now, endeavor to practice this immediately concerning your words. Are we to honor each other? Yeah, the Bible talks about not just honoring a different place, but just in honor, preferring one another. Get serious about this interrupting thing. It's a bad thing. It's a lack of control. It's fleshiness. It's pride. Get a hold of that. Especially if an elder is talking or somebody of a greater place, zip it. Be quiet. I begin to learn some of those things. Later on, you know, people are always wanting to get to him and talk to him, Brother Hagin I'm talking about. And one time, if he was gracious enough to let a fellow come talk to him just minutes before we were supposed to go do this service again. Well, I got up to leave. He said, no, you stay. So I sat back down. And this fellow came in and he talked. And he talked. And he talked. And he talked. Talk, yak, 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 yak. And I'm just young in the Lord myself, but I'm sitting there silent thinking, you should shut up. I'm thinking this, you know, you should shut up. Because Brother Hagin just sitting there going, And finally, the guy just went on and on telling all his life story. You know, one thing that Brother Hagin also said, he said, you already know everything you know. He didn't tell him that. I'm talking about another time. He said, you already know everything you know. You don't usually learn by talking.
That's right. Amen.
You already know what you know. You learn by listening. And finally, that fellow went on and on. And he finally wound down. And Brother Hagin looked at his watch and said, well, I got to go. He said, good to meet you. And got up and left. Well, because he did have to go, the guy had used up all his time. Just talking. Well, that's a lack of honor, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a lack of respect. Deferring means, where do you want to go? What do you want to eat? Where do you want to stay? What do you want to talk about? And let people change on you. If you start out a certain way and they start talking about something else, get a clue. Be sharp. Just hush. Stop that and go with them. Are you with me? Everybody say deferring. Honoring. And what will happen to you? We read this in Matthew a while back. If you receive a prophet or even a righteous man in the name of, as one, what do you get? You get the full reward of that ministry. If you receive them as just common John Smith and whatever, you know, and they're no better than me and I know as much as they do, well, you're not going to receive the reward.
Right.
Well, they're just human like I am. Well, sure they are. What kind of people does God use? Huh? They're not aliens. Everybody comes from somewhere. Everybody say honor. To whom honor is due. And when you honor God, He honors you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.